This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump has attacked the mayor of Portland, Oregon on Twitter after the mayor bitterly criticized the president for violence this weekend between Black Lives Matter protesters and truckloads of Trump supporters. The president tweeted, "Portland is a mess, and it has been for many years." Mr. Trump continued, "If this joke of a mayor doesn't clean it up, we will go in and do it for them." On Sunday, Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler said during a news conference that the president is to blame for the violent protests taking place in cities across the United States over the past 3 months. On Saturday in Portland, a caravan of Trump supporters and 600 trucks clashed with people demonstrating against police brutality against minorities. During the violence, a white man was found dead from a gunshot wound to the chest. Witnesses said the man was wearing a hat bearing the insignia of Patriot Prayer, a far-right group based in Washington State that has previously clashed with protesters. In a statement Sunday, Joe Biden, who is challenging Mr. Trump for the presidency in November, said of Portland, "Shooting in the streets of a great American city is unacceptable. I condemn violence of every kind by anyone, whether on the left or on the right. And I challenge Donald Trump to do the same." President Trump on Monday refused to condemn the teenage shooting suspect accused of killing two people in Kenosha, Wisconsin, saying he probably would have been killed if he hadn't fatally shot the demonstrators. Speaking during a White House briefing, Mr. Trump said the suspect was being very violently attacked before he opened fire. Last week, Kyle Rittenhouse grabbed an AR-15-style rifle and joined several other armed people in the streets of Kenosha, where businesses had been vandalized and buildings burned following a police shooting that left Jacob Blake, a Black man, paralyzed. By the end of the night, prosecutors say Rittenhouse had killed two people and wounded a third. VOA News. Sudan's transitional power-sharing government has reached a peace deal with an alliance of rebel groups from the troubled western region of Darfur. The government says it initialed a pact Monday in Juba, the capital of neighboring South Sudan, with a coalition of rebel groups calling themselves the Sudan Revolutionary Front. The final agreement offers the rebel groups political representation, integration into the national security forces, and economic and land rights. The pact also allows for people who fled Darfur to escape the bloodshed to return to their homes. The negotiations were brokered by South Sudan, which broke away from the larger Sudan in 2011 after years of fighting. A formal signing ceremony took place today. Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana Tsihanouskaya will address the United Nations Security Council on Friday. Tsihanouskaya is currently in Lithuania, citing fear for her safety following the election. Fellow Baltic state Estonia, a non-permanent member of the Security Council, invited her to speak to the group. Meanwhile, Baltic states have imposed travel sanctions on Belarusian leaders, including longtime President Alexander Lukashenko, as protests against his leadership continue. The demonstrations started after Lukashenko took 80% of the vote in a disputed presidential election earlier this month. The Lithuanian president has called for peaceful dialogue. The families of the nearly 300 victims of a downed Malaysia Airlines passenger plane want reparations, their lawyer said Monday, more than 6 years after the plane was shot down over Ukraine. All 298 passengers and crew on board MH17 were killed on July 17, 2014, when the plane was allegedly shot down by a missile fired from territory in eastern Ukraine, which was then claimed by pro-Russian rebels. About two-thirds of the victims were Dutch. Three Russians and a Ukrainian were named as suspects in 2019 after a Dutch-led international investigation. The four men are being tried for murder, though only one has legal representation in the trial. And the New York Police Department is unveiling new discipline guidelines to use when an officer misuses his authority. The NYPD is shifting to formal disciplinary guidelines at a time when law enforcement agencies around the world are under pressure to be more transparent about officer discipline in the wake of protests over the Minneapolis police killing of George Floyd and other instances of alleged police brutality. Mayor Bill de Blasio called it a big step forward for transparency and accountability. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.